This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Serbian pro-government media is reporting prosecutors filed charges Friday against nearly three dozen people, including members of a notorious soccer fan group, accusing them of murder, torture, kidnapping, and drug trafficking. Most of the group of 31 were arrested in February. Since then, Serbia's populist leaders and media that support them have been publishing photos and footage of their alleged crimes. The suspects deny committing the crimes, and some of them say they've met and served the interests of Serbia's president and other government officials. The president and others deny those accusations, claiming they are being orchestrated by Serbia's opposition parties in order to trigger public unrest and take power by force. More than a dozen prominent figures from the country's soccer supporters groups have been murdered in recent years. Most have perished in gangland-style killings. New York theater operators announced Friday COVID-19 vaccinations and masks will be required for all Broadway audience members when theaters reopen in the coming weeks. They say audience members will have to wear face coverings and show proof they are fully vaccinated when they enter the theaters. There will be exceptions to the vaccine rule for children under 12 who are not yet eligible for any of the approved shots, and also exceptions for people with a medical condition or religious belief that prevents vaccination, the theater operator said. Those individuals will need to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test. Vaccinations will also be required for all performers, crew members, and theater employers, according to the Broadway League. Currently, there's one show operating on Broadway with another set to start soon. The rest are scheduled for September and October. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.